Well, good morning, everybody. I am happy to be here, and I know you are too. And what a joy that we had all that beautiful snow last night. And thank goodness that we were able to still come to church, that it melted overnight. Although I kind of wish for more. The story is told of a little boy, and he was at church with his parents, and he got sick. In church, he says, "Mom, I got to throw up." And Mom said, "Well, go." And so the boy runs down the aisle and comes back real quick. And the mom says, "Son, you weren't gone very long. What happened?" And the boy said, "Well, I didn't even have to go outside to throw up." And she said, "Oh, what? What?" And the boy says, "Yeah, I went. I saw the box that said sick box, and I threw up in there." Okay. You know, for the donations and things. Okay, before my sermon, I learned something from Sister Loretto. She was here the other day. She is a beautiful soul, and she works in the mission office of the Archdiocese. And she came to school mass on Friday, and we talked for about an hour and a half afterwards. And she taught me something I wanted to show you. She said, "You take your rosary, and you put your wrist through there, and then you make it into an eight, and you put your wrist through there again, and then you hold on to the cross." And she said, "Father," she said, "if you ever need extra power, you just do that and you hold on to that cross. You hold on to Jesus, you hold on to Mary, and you let them encircle you." I thought, wow. And she said, I especially recommend that, Father, when you go to sleep at night and tell everybody you know. And so I'm doing that. But I did it the last two nights, and I went to sleep with my rosary around my wrist that way, and holding the cross, holding Jesus, holding Mary, and I have to tell you, it works a lot better than melatonin. it's so beautiful. And she said, it's not just for when you're sleeping, but it's a good practice for whenever you need some extra help. Which is always, right? Like that we hold on to our Lord and to Blessed Mother who are holding on to us. Today, we're continuing our sermon series on the seven-headed monster. The name of the seven-headed monster is self-seeking. And remember, its seven heads are the seven capital sins: slap, egg, sloth, lust, anger, pride, envy, gluttony, greed. And we dealt with pride, we dealt with lust, we dealt with gluttony, and this is the fourth weekend we are on to sloth. That is one of the heads of this monster. And it is so abundantly obvious that when we are slothful, we are so self-seeking. Because we're not energetically and zealously chasing after Jesus. We are being lazy about it. Sloth is not just, "I'm going to lay on my couch for 2 days or not do anything." That's a physical, natural laziness. Sloth is a laziness with matters of God. It's a laziness with respect to our salvation or that of those we love. And so when we're slothful, we're not chasing after Jesus. We're not availing ourselves to all of the graces that are around us all of the time because we're focused on me and my comfort and my own needs and all those sorts of things. I'll tell you a story. Father Paul Landwehrlein just turned 93, and we were celebrating his birthday on Thursday, and he told a story, and it was very beautiful. He said, one time when he was a pastor at a parish before he retired, he said there was a guy who came, and he was from downtown and wasn't Catholic, but he wanted the church's help with a fundraiser of plastic bottles. So every Wednesday, this guy would come and pick up the plastic bottles from the church, and then he would cash them out and it would go to the fundraiser. And after 6 months, the guy says, "Father, can I ask you a question?" And Father Paul said, "Absolutely." And the man said, "Father, I've been coming here every Wednesday for 6 months, and never once has anybody asked me, do you have Jesus in your life? Not once did anybody ask me, do you have a church? Where do you go? And Father Paul said that was a big wake-up call for him, because he realized that he, and not just him, but he was looking at himself and he's going, man, I am being slothful because I'm not as concerned as I should be about the salvation of this man who's been coming here every week for 6 months, and I've never asked him if he's in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And like Father Paul, that man is a hero of mine. What a holy priest, and what a zealous priest. But he said that was a wake-up call. Because you see, sloth doesn't just, it's not just about me and my salvation. The Bible does say we have to work out our salvation. We have to work it out with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with God the Father. We work out our salvation. Which means that we do certain things. Holy Mass every Sunday. The rosary, the Bible, all of the sacraments, the confession, all of these beautiful gifts that God has given to us. Oh my gosh, thank God for them all. But it's not just about me and my salvation. It's about helping others to have health and holiness here on earth and eternal life hereafter. And when we're slothful, we're not worried about eternal, we're not thinking, we're not concerned about eternal salvation for ourselves or for those that are around us. What does sloth look like? It looks like being sluggish and not being with respect to God. In other words, the Bible, we know what we're supposed to do, but we say, later on. I'll do that later when X, Y, or Z happens. Then I'll do that. Or I'll do that when I'm feeling better, or to maybe next year. Now, remember that one sermon I gave a few years ago? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. Like, I use that all the time. It's something I don't want to do, but I know I'm supposed to do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and do it. Like, but being sluggish is slothful, especially with respect to things of the Lord. Procrastinating is another way of saying it. When we know we're supposed to do something, we do it, period, end of sentence, end of paragraph, because that's the best way. I would say being distracted with things of this world is a big one for a lot of people, because when we are escaping into sports and hobbies and work and this and that and the other, those things aren't bad. But when they become the focus and we forget about Jesus, big problem. You know, sloth is what you might call it, and is what we do call it. It was when we're so interested in the things of this world. St. Paul says it's, in our second reading, it was, you know, some people are confused by that, because he says the married man is concerned about the stuff of this world, how he can be good to his wife and so forth. The unmarried man is concerned about the Lord. Now, he was writing that back when they thought that Jesus was coming back any day now. Okay? And so that's why he's saying, folks, like, call off the weddings. Jesus is coming back any time now. Let's focus 100 quadrillion percent on Jesus. But we don't know when he's coming back. Turns out it was a little longer. But, like, you know, we have got his point, St. Paul's point in our second reading is we have got to be undivided in our pursuit of Jesus. Undivided. Not he gets 20% and the world gets 80%. No, like 100%. Our Lord, with our hobbies, with our sports, with our families, with those things, but undivided pursuit of Jesus is what it's about. The prophets, God, the first reading is all about the prophets. Why did God send us prophets? Because to wake everybody up and say, folks, seek the Lord. Forget about all of the other junk you think you have going on that's more important. So we do that. Today is the beginning of Catholic Schools Week. And why do we have Catholic schools? Because the church, in her beauty and her wisdom and her generosity and her zeal for souls, wanted nothing more that every precious little child would become a friend of Jesus. And that's why we have Catholic schools. And that's why we celebrate our own school, and we are blessed to have our faculty and staff with us, many of them here today in these pews. And we're very thankful for all that you do to teach these beautiful souls and trust to us friendship with Jesus. Because that's what the name of the game is, to help people not be slothful, to help kids realize like there's an urgency in loving God and serving God. There's a joy, there's a wholeness, there's a holiness, there's an eternal stake in loving, serving, being with the Lord in all times and all things. And praise the Lord, like it matters, it makes all the difference in the world. No one, this book, great quotes, let me share one. No one can know how many people are kept away, who stay away from the sacraments and Holy Mass, are doing so by sloth. I'll come to Mass next weekend, or yada, yada, yada. You know how it goes. And nobody knows how many corporal and spiritual works of mercy are neglected by sloth. Sloth prevents us from seeking the Lord and being concerned about our eternal life, the eternal life of others, and our holiness here on earth. And I see it in myself in the mirror. And I think that's the thing with all of these deadly sins, right? It's not just like, oh my gosh, I'm so bad, but like, I want to overcome this thing. This head of the monster that pops up, I want to hit it over the head in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to be zealous. Like Father Paul had that wake up call. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to hit that head of that monster. And I, from now on, every single person that comes in front of me, I'm going to find a way to bring them to the Lord as best I can in my brokenness, in my weakness, in my failures, in my faults, even in my sins. I am going to bring everybody as best I can to the Lord. And like all of us are planted in different places. We have different spheres of influences in our world, in our life. And there are people that are waiting, yearning for the Lord Jesus, even though they maybe don't even say it, but they are. And they are waiting for somebody to invite them. A couple years ago here at St. Joe, we had somebody enter RCIA, it was like 18 years that they'd been married to a Catholic. And I said, how come, why now? Like, why now? He said, because nobody ever asked me before. And folks like, oh my gosh, it makes all the difference in the world. I'm going to end with this little paragraph, the last paragraph of the chapter on sloth in my favorite new book. In combating sloth, we must use violence against our inclinations to laziness and seek help in prayer and the sacraments frequently and heartfully. We must remember the day of our judgment and the day of the judgment of those souls entrusted to our care. Spiritual reading will help stir our sluggish will and body. But above all, devotion to the Holy Spirit will be effective because fear, not love, motivates sloth. You get that? Fear, not love, motivates sloth. I love this. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of love, the source to whom we must go to find the antidote to sloth, namely Jesus Christ, divine love. We must beg him to pour forth that love into our hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.